Welcome to Parts of Unknown. Your name is?
Rick Kane. Your name is?
Michael Davis. Today, you and I got to go on a little trip. I got to take you to a very significant place in my life. I took you to the school that my graduate school. To walk around the campus of my graduate school with you. And I wanted to take a minute to have a conversation with you because I want to talk to you about how people change.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about how people transform and they shift into new things. So I'm going to share this, and I need to use all of the identifiers, the allegedlies, the I feels. I need to throw these in real quick.
Okay.
Because here in Southern California, there are two major seminaries that are close to each other. There is a major seminary that is seen as more conservative, and there is a major seminary that exists here in Southern California that is seen as a more of a liberal school. And when I went through seminary, I spent time at both schools. The more liberal school is the one that I spent the least time at. I got there and it was very uncomfortable there, and I didn't understand a lot of the stuff that they were talking about and a lot of the stuff that they were pushing and fighting for. And I rushed back to, I started at the conservative school, I moved to the liberal school, I went back to and graduated from the conservative school. Okay?
Okay.
And I was so confused, and I felt out of place at the liberal school. But I will share with you, the person that I am right now is more like a graduate of the liberal school than the school that I graduated from. And today, I was kind of really happy that I had that moment with you, that I was at my seminary as me now at that school with you. Because I was able to have within myself this reality that anyone has the potential to grow, to learn, and to change. And I had this moment today that I was able to emotionally deal with the reality that I can definitely 100% share with you that I am not the same person that went to that school. Now, I went to that school in your lifetime.
Yeah.
This isn't me saying this is how I was back east and this is how I am in California. This is within your lifetime of how much that I've changed in that time. And I had this moment of peace kind of sit on me for a moment that I could literally say, I could voice, I am not the same person that went to this school. I needed that today. I needed that very badly.
Yeah.
I have been on for a few weeks now, and I have a few more weeks to go, and I'm only halfway done with my renewal leave. But one of the things that I had hoped to get through in my renewal leave is sort of this place of forgiveness for me on me growing up. Me being a part of stereotypes, me having opinions, me having statements, me having feelings about things that I don't have now. I can say without a doubt, and I have, having that moment taking you to the seminary that I went to, I can say without a doubt, 100%, I am not the same person that I was in high school. I am not the same person that graduated from the more conservative seminary that I went to. I am not that person. And I had that moment, and it felt really good today.
That's cool.
To have that moment. I was glad to have you with me in that environment that I could experience that.
I
and your brother,
yes,
benefit from this journey.
Yes.
You and your brother benefit from things that have helped me to get here. Now, I gotta use the modifiers, and I watch how hard I hide this one, okay?
Okay.
I had a spiritual mentor when I was younger who set an example to me on what it meant to look at the environments that I'm a part of and question them. This spiritual mentor in earlier years of my life, we worshiped in the same worship setting. Something happened in that worship setting. This mentor made a statement and called me and had a conversation with me and shared with me, I can no longer be in this environment because. And that conversation with me challenged me to really look at the places that I am at and say, is this right? Is this right? And always being the person willing to strive for the answer of, is this right? The answer to that question. It's moved me to a place of questioning things and has opened up new doors and new realities to me. And I have benefited from that, from the guidance of this mentor. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Because even that relationship has changed now that I have changed, okay?
Yes.
But that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
And I really felt good today. That I can say, and it's worth it. It's worth the challenge. It's worth the willingness to be a voice where I see that change needs to take place, because I have seen within myself that change can take place.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like going through old, like pictures of yourself and seeing how you changed over the years, except it was like realization you had in a certain place. You're like, man, like when you, like you like maybe not like retake your steps, but like re-immerse yourself in that area, you're like, wow, this is like completely different than it felt X amount of years ago.
The things, when I went to the conservative school and I felt uncomfortable there, I only stayed at that school for one term. And I was so uncomfortable there. And the things that made me uncomfortable there are, I need you to hear this, are the only goddamn things that matter to me right now.
The conservative school?
No, the things that I left the liberal school for. The things that I left the liberal school for are the only goddamn things that matter to me right now. I have changed that much. Did I say that right?
I think at first you said the conservative school. But then you fixed it. But yeah. It makes sense.
And I am fighting as hard as I can for things that I was so just radically uncomfortable with earlier in my life. And being with you on that campus today helped me see bright and clear. People can change. People can have hard set ideas and be afraid of God in one way, shape, or form, and then realize, I better be afraid of God because I am not doing what God wants me to do right now. And now I'm not afraid anymore to look at people for who they are. And I'm not afraid anymore to advocate for people who need people to speak up for them. I'm not afraid anymore of saying that the table needs to be bigger. And I'm not afraid anymore to say that God loves people, no matter who they are. And it just was a real moment for me that there was this time frame in my life, in your lifetime, that I was so uncomfortable and afraid, and I just did not understand things so much, that I left a school
because of it.
But right now, in this moment, in my being, those things that made me uncomfortable are the only things that I care about now. And I feel really good right now because of that moment and that experience and that opportunity. I feel really good right now that I got to go and stand in that place and say, I'm not that person. To go and stand at that place and say, hey, I just recorded this sermon today that's everything that I care about, which was everything that I was confused with, you know?
Yeah. I just recorded a sermon about everything you've spoken against, you taught me against, I don't know, prejudiced against? Anti things.
I did not understand things, and they made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I've been on the journey, and it's not that those things changed. Those things were always right. It was just that I needed to go to the journey and get it. And I feel really good that I had you standing with me today on that campus for me to be able to say, God, thank you for putting me through this journey because I get it now. I get it now. I'll share with you. I'll say it. I will. I went to the school and there was a LGBTQ club. And I was, what does this have to do with Jesus? That's what I used to think. There was all sorts of social justice stuff that was there and presented. And I was like, what does this have to do with Jesus? And now I know it's got everything to do with Jesus. Because the reality of it all is when one person doesn't have a voice, no one has a voice. And when anyone is chastised in the name of faith because of who God made them to be, there's a problem. And I have spent more time, right or wrong, in your understanding, the last 5 years, I have put more focus on LGBTQ social justice issues than I ever have.
Yeah.
And in the last 5 years, my sermons have become more about, hey, there's a problem and we need to do something about it instead of there's hope in Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you noticed
actions, not just thoughts and
prayers. Yeah, actions and not just thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm. You start to talk about more of the social advocacy side of Jesus and not the everything's going to turn out all right side.
Yeah. All of my sermons, all my cutesy little sermons used to be about there's hope and there's hope in Jesus Christ. And if we turn our eyes upon Jesus, everything's going to be okay. But for over the last 5 years, and I have toned it, I have locked it down even to the last 5 years, that my focus has been more of, you know what, it's not okay. And until that we start talking and doing something about it, it's never going to be okay. And all of it has been locked in on, wow, I'm really sorry that because who somebody loves that you don't think they deserve to be in the kingdom of heaven. How about you be quiet and get out of my way so I can make the table bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah. I needed today. I needed you to be with me in that environment. I needed you to be with me in that place so that I could look at things and I could just see, wow, you don't have to deal with this crap because you've been a part of the journey with me. Single H doesn't have to deal with this crap because Single H has been through this journey with me. And you guys maybe will hurt a lot less people than I did in college and in high school because you've been on this journey your entire life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you were there with me today. There's really no way for you to be involved in this conversation. There really isn't.
I'm here to do verbal reactions.
Yeah. But I needed to share that, even in a more shortened podcast. I needed to vocalize that. I needed to vocalize that to you. And I needed to deal with the reality of, this is who I am. This is who I've become. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn cool. I'm no longer the person that left the liberal school to go back to the conservative school because I didn't understand what was going on. And everything that made me afraid is my priority now. And that is pretty damn cool. Gang, we can go on a journey and we can transfer and we can change. We can go on the journey and we can see new things and new hope and new possibilities. I know it because I've done it. And that is Parts of Unknown for this week. Your name is?
Rick Kane, and you are?
Michael Davis. Have a week.